And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I should be joined on the line by Maeve. Good morning to you, Maeve.
Hi, Jay. How's it going?
Great. Hope you're okay today. Maeve, we're going to talk a little bit about motor neuron, and June is Motor Neuron Awareness Month. So for people who are listening this morning and don't know really much about this, can you explain exactly what it is?
That's no problem at all. So motor neuron disease, or MND, it's a progressive neurological condition, and it attacks the motor neurons, or the nerves in the brain and spinal cord. So this means that messages gradually stop reaching muscles, which leads to weakness and wasting. So what is that? So it affects the everyday things that we take for granted. It affects how you walk, it affects how you talk, eat, drink, and unfortunately even breathe. I suppose not all symptoms necessarily happen to everybody, and unfortunately no two cases are the same. It can affect people of all ages, and currently there is no cure. So it's very progressive, it's incurable, and it's terminal. In Ireland, one person is diagnosed with MND every 3 days, and unfortunately one person actually dies every 3 days from MND as well.
And is it a disease that runs in family, like, is it hereditary?
So what we would say is over 85% of cases are sporadic. So there's no known reason or cause why somebody would get MND. There is a small percentage of people that might have familial MND, where there is a genetic component to it.
All right, okay. And you say no two cases are the same, so
no,
a certain person can live a lot longer than another person, or the disease just, does the quality of life decline as, the disease progresses?
Well, I suppose average life expectancy tends to be 3 to 5 years, and I sometimes, when we say no two cases are the same, like, it could start off for somebody, they might find they have weakness in their hands and their fingers, and they find maybe even putting the key into the door, or, you know, picking up a cup or moving the mouse on their keyboard is very difficult. But for somebody else, they might find that they're tripping a bit more, and that they're experiencing weakness in their left or right leg. Or for somebody else, they could actually start in their swallow, their breathing, and their speech. And there's no way to really, I suppose, map out or track what area will be affected next. It can be quite progressive, because obviously somebody with MND is ultimately losing control of their limbs, which does, you know, result in a loss of independence. And, you know, like, that's, I suppose, why we're here. We're the primary support organisation, and we are there to support people every step of the way.
Yeah. And just listen to the effects it can have on your body. I know a lot of muscle and joint pains, if people are listening today, it's not automatically going to be MND. It can be a lot of varied other ailments, you know, from different deficiencies and vitamins and that. But it's quite scary that it can come on just fairly quick and kind of take over your body, really.
Well, as I said, it does affect people very differently. But if somebody is very concerned about, you know, symptoms that they may experience, what I would, you know, really advise is go to your GP. You know, motor neuron is still a fairly rare enough condition. I suppose you're talking about it's affecting 370 families in Ireland every year, so 370 cases. So, you know, it does take a neurologist to diagnose, and sometimes it can take up to 6 months to get a diagnosis, and that is because they do have to rule out many other things before making a definitive diagnosis. So some of the symptoms could be quite similar to maybe repetitive strain injury and things like that. So if anybody is concerned, what I would stress is go to your GP or give us a call in the office on free phone 1-800-403-403, and we'll be able to advise.
And can it be diagnosed from a blood test, or do you have to have an MRI?
No,
or
there's actually quite a host of tests that need to be done. So they do blood tests, but they also do sort of electrical testing on your nerves. And they'll do a lumbar puncture, they'll do an MRI, they'll do a breathing test. So there's a few different tests that they do need to do to make a definitive diagnosis.
Okay. So if you've any concerns, just go to your GP and I'm sure they'll do a few tests on and then send you on if they think it's anything to worry about.
But exactly, exactly. Yeah,
for the month of June, you're raising, from your support group, you're going to raise awareness of ND. And tell us a little bit about what's going to happen throughout the month of June.
Yeah, so throughout the month of June, we are urging people to drink tea for MND. We want everybody to invite people around to their houses, homes and workplaces for a cup of tea to help people with motor neuron disease. It is our main month really for the year, and it is our primary fundraiser. Over 83% of our funds actually come from public donations, and we wouldn't be able to provide very vital services without this month. So if you have a free day anytime this June and you think you'd love to host a coffee or tea morning, please go onto our website. It's just www.imnda.ie, and you can register for your free fundraising tea pack, and it has all the bits and bobs that you need to host your own event. All the funds raised from Drink Tea for MND go towards funding our four MND nurse specialists. They also provide helps us fund financial assistance towards home care, and we provide very specialist medical equipment free of charge to our clients all over Ireland. We do also support research into the causes and treatments of MND, and obviously we fund counselling and carer support as well.
Right, and I presume there is ongoing research going on to see can they find a cure for this, and that'll take time, a lot of time and a lot of money. Are you government funded as well?
Yeah, so 83% of our funds come from the public, but we do receive a 17% of government funding as well.
Great. Now you have Roy Taylor, who's going to be on the radio adverts for the month of. Tell us a little bit about Roy.
Yeah, so Roy is just one of those really inspirational characters. Roy actually once sang in Eurovision. I don't know if you remember Jump the Gun, or Take Him Home. Yeah, so Roy was actually in Eurovision in 1988. And unfortunately, he was diagnosed with MND just over a year ago. So he is affected somewhat in his breathing, and his mobility has slowed up a little bit. So he can no longer play his bass guitar, but he's very determined that he's not going to let MND affect him, that he's going to keep on singing and just trying to spread awareness of how the condition is affecting him.
Great. So everyone keep a listen out for the adverts, the radio adverts for the month of June, if you want to host a tea morning. And it's not specifically on one date, it's around the 21st of June, is it?
That's it. Mm. It's in or around the 21st of June. 21st of June is actually Global MND ALS Awareness Day. So to mark that date, we always kind of designate the month of June as our awareness month.
Okay. So as you said, the web address is fundraising at imnda.ie. You have a free phone number as well.
We do. It's 1-800-403-403. And then just to register online, it's imnda.ie.
Great. Okay, listen, Maeve, thanks a million, and I hope that goes well for you. And if anyone is a little bit concerned, just go to your GP, or they can give you a ring or send you an email on those numbers. I'll read them out again before the end of the show.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Thank you, Maeve, and good luck with that.